I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the first things you think about when you take a woman out on a date is, I wonder how many miles she's got put on her tires.
What? Who thinks about that?
Every guy thinks that. And Daryl, who's on the phone for a second date update today, knew exactly how many miles she had on her tires.
I don't understand. Oh. Is that an age thing? Like, what does that mean? Sex thing?
Tell you about that in just a second. But first, let's meet Daryl. What's up, Daryl? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing real well. How about you guys?
Not too bad.
I don't know. I think I may have bald tires, but I don't really know what we're talking about.
Whoa, bro. Yeah, I'm sure your tires are fine.
I don't know. I mean, I'd trust her if she says that her tires have been, you know, put through the mud a few times.
They're,
I mean, who knows? You know.
What is a tire analogy? It's driving me crazy.
Before we get to the tire thing, Daryl, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Destiny.
Destiny. All right. And where did you meet Destiny?
We met online. We were going back and forth, and I'm kind of a car guy, so I was talking to her about mine. And then she says, oh, I've actually needed to get my tires rotated for a while. Oh. And I'm thinking, okay, this might be a real good time to make this date happen.
Huh?
So, you know, I had a coupon to a shop I know a guy that works at, get our tires rotated. I said, hey, we both can go, but I didn't tell her. You know, I made it a surprise.
Wait, hold up. What was the surprise? The tire rotation or the coupon?
The tire rotation.
Nice. Surprised her with tire rotation for her first date.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, everybody likes chocolate and flowers. Cool. But so I thought this might be a good date idea. You know, it's not something, you know, basic. You know, it's like, here's something you need. I can take care of you, you know?
And as much free popcorn in the lobby as you'd like.
Was she super excited about getting her tires rotated on your date?
I thought it was going to be a cool surprise, nothing too big. But when I told her, she flipped out like she won the lottery.
Okay, so it was a good idea then.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. You know, I rolled the dice and hit the nail on the head, I guess.
Okay, so was your date just sitting at the shop waiting for her tires to be done?
No. We both dropped our cars off at the same time. So that gave us about an hour, you know, go somewhere nearby and grab something to eat.
Okay. You know, when you were first telling me about this, I was like, that's pretty lame. But the more I thought about it, the more genius I feel like it is.
Well, how was the actual date? Like, when you guys were getting food together before the tires were done, was that good?
Yeah, we were eating and it was going really well. It was super nice to actually meet this girl in person.
That's good.
Okay.
And, you know, she kept thanking me for the tire rotation. Of course, you know, I was going to take care of it. She didn't need to know it was with a coupon.
Hey, any way you get your tire rotation paid for is a good way.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a good way. Just let her know you date Daryl, I will keep you in tread all the time. Your tread will never be worn down.
I got you.
But how was the conversation and stuff? I mean, other than all that, you feel like you connected with her?
Mostly we just talked about movies. And we talked about the kind of music we like.
Okay.
We also talked about, like, our families. She's got a big family, and I do too, so that's something we were able to relate.
Oh, that's good.
Was there any, like, weird moments?
You know what? Yeah, there was one, but it wasn't, I'm not going to judge her for it. You know, it's not fair.
What
could you possibly judge her for?
Well, so we got back to the place. We were a little bit early, so we were standing around. We're waiting for them to finish up, and she picks a cigarette up off the ground.
Ew.
And start smoking it.
Oh, shut
oh,
up.
Gross.
No, that is something you can judge a person for. What?
That didn't bother you?
Well, okay. It was weird to me, but I mean, I don't smoke, so, you know, I don't know what that addiction can be like.
Hold up. Was it a pre-smoked cigarette that had been put out, or was it just maybe somebody's random new cigarette fell out of the pack?
From what I saw, pretty sure somebody else could gave that cigarette to business.
Okay, so she basically picked up a cigarette butt and then smoked that.
And the thing is smoking is usually like a no-go for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Smoking other people's tossed cigarettes would be a big no-go for most people.
In her defense, cigarettes are expensive, so no, she doesn't want it to go to waste.
I mean, even if you're a smoker, I don't think that that's cool, man.
Really, it was no big deal for me. Okay. I mean, I didn't want to judge her on it. It's the first date, you know? We still got a lot of figuring each other out to do.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, that's pretty cool and accepting that that didn't bother you. I don't know if most people could do that. How did the date end? Did you get a kiss? From her dirty mouth.
It is a dirty mouth,
man.
It's so dirty.
That's true.
Yeah, no, we just kind of ended it, you know, with a nice goodbye. Again, she was like, "Yo, thank you for the tire rotation. You're the best." And I was like, "Oh, oh, gee, you know." We ended it with a hug. Yeah, I didn't want to take it too fast or too far and blow the whole thing apart, you know?
So wait, but she's not calling you back, obviously. Are you mad? Do you feel like she used you for tire rotations?
I would if it wasn't a surprise, you know?
Oh, good point.
That's right, she didn't know.
Yeah, because she didn't know it was coming. She didn't see it coming. But I am a little like, you know, what happened? It went really well.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, you don't really have any idea why?
No.
Yeah, and that's got to be disturbing because somebody who would pick up a cigarette butt and smoke it and they have some sort of issue with you. I mean, that would hurt me a lot.
She's like, he didn't pick up any cigarette butts.
Yeah. Like, what is wrong with me? All right, Daryl, we'll play a song, then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, man, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.